reminder, to meet the cutoff deadline, a bill for introduction must be in final form and approved by the sponsor by noon on February 10th. That's tomorrow. The last day for introductions is February the 12th. Beginning today, LSO staff will be contacting you if you have not approved a completed bill draft. LSO staff will check with you a final time on Wednesday. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen, Baker, Baldwin, Barlow, Berger, Blackburn, Blake, Burkhart, excused, Bird, Campbell, Kennedy, Clem, Connolly, excused, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Esquivel, Freeman, Gay, Greer, excused, Halverson, Harshman, excused, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparic, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, excused, Nicholas, excused, Northrup, Paxton, Pelkey, Petrov, Piperinen, Pinnell, Reeder, Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz, Stubson, excused, Throne, Walters, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker.
Here.
53 present, 7 excused.
The prayer of the day will be offered by Pastor Jason Harshberger, representing United Presbyterian Church in Laramie.
Please join me in a word of prayer. Holy and gracious God, as we gather here again this day, we once again are mindful and grateful of your presence in our midst. Lord, we are also mindful this day of the task that is set before us, and ask that with your Spirit's blessing and guidance that you will lead us in the ways which will help us to be faithful to you. Help us, O Lord, to seek to serve you faithfully in all that we do, to remember those who have been pushed to the margins and forgotten about by many in our world. Help us to remember the task and the opportunity that we have to represent them in this journey. We pray, Lord, for also the realities today that press against us that are not necessarily on the agenda. We pray for realities back home. We pray for relationships and situations, and ask that, Lord, you help us to trust in your presence in those while we are about the work of your kingdom here in this place. So thank you, Lord, for gathering us in this day. Bless us and keep us as we seek to follow you in this journey. And it's in your holy name that we pray. Amen.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, you may be seated. And I don't think we need to do the pledge twice. And we've got, here they come right now. All right, well, let's remain standing then. We're joined by the first grade class from Cheyenne's Dildine Elementary School. These students are here this morning to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance and teach us their school pledge. Please join me as we welcome these young students and their teacher, Ann Carter, to the chamber.
Thank you. learned from the first graders are, this is my best talk. They're a wonderful group. And this is, thank you very much, my last year of teaching. I've done 29 years, and I just finished.
Thank you for being here with us today and leading us in the pledge and teaching us the Dildine Pledge as well. Journal Committee Report.
The Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February 8, 2016 has been read and recommends that it be approved, signed by Representative Steinmetz and Schwartz.
The doctor of the day is Kimberly Broomfield, MD from Cheyenne. Please welcome her. And the nurse of the day is Sherry Rubio Wallace from the University of Wyoming. Are you here, Sherry? Well, please welcome her anyway. Representative Blake.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, please proceed.
Today, a few years ago, my wife was born in Butte, Montana. So today is my wife's birthday, and her name is TJ. I just wondered if you could join me in singing her happy birthday, please. She's not here, so it's over the internet. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear TJ. Happy birthday to you. Thank you.
Representative Crone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Yes, please proceed.
We are very fortunate to have in our gallery, I suppose you call it back there, a great elected official from the county with two number ones on their license plate, Pat Meyer, Park County Assessor. So please welcome him to Cheyenne.
Welcome to the House. Representative Escobel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Can I have privilege of the floor?
Yes, please.
It is my pleasure to welcome you all to House District 41. This Jonas Center is right in the middle of my district, and the first time in the history the legislature has met in any other district other than House District 44. So if you have any questions about this area, feel free to ask me. If you're going to Little America, it's a lot easier just to get on Pershing, go down to college, two lights, turn right, get on I-80, go to I-25, and you're right there at Little America. So it's a lot faster than going through town. So welcome to House District 41.
Okay, are there any more privileges of the floor? Any more announcements? Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Good morning, everyone. Just a rule floor thing that we need to take care of is that you have to think of our bookshelves here at the back of the floor as our barrier that we had in the Capitol. So we can have folks sitting here, but they can't move beyond that. So for all of you in particular, chairman or staff that need to communicate, we still need to get them really from our lobby area. So just respect this line here as if it was our gallery back at the Capitol. So you can be back here, and you can have a secretary sitting here, but you're going to need to bring their things to them at this bench. Everyone okay with that? Good. Thank you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the next order of business is going to be the consent list, and I want to make sure we're all on the same page here. The majority floor leader is going to move the consent list, and then there's going to be an opportunity for anyone to have a bill removed from the consent list if they wish. Those that are removed will be pulled off and dealt with separately. When the list is right, then the chief clerk will read the roll on the consent list, and that would hopefully you would all vote in favor of that, and then she will go back through bill by bill by bill, just like we do on third reading, and you'll have an opportunity on each individual bill to change your vote if you wish to do so. So in the end, the consent list is in, but you're only voting the first time to admit the consent list. You're not voting your vote on the bill until the second time, and you'll have an opportunity to change your aye vote to a no vote for those who wish to register a no vote on any individual bill within the consent list. Okay, are we square on that? Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the consent list consisting of the following bills: House Bill 58, 2, 25, 31, 35, 53, 9, 10, 11, 18, 20, 21, 28, 61, 59, 60, 63, 74, 27, 29, and 30.
Okay, and I'm going a little bit slow here because I have to coordinate with the clerk here. She's got... Okay. Is there anyone that wishes to have a bill removed from the consent list? Representative Larson.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, thank you. I'd like to ask to remove House Bill 25, County Resolution Feeding Wildlife.
Okay, 25 is removed from the list. Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to remove House Bill 61 from the consent list, Small Business Innovative Research Matching Funds.
61 is removed. Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would request that House Bill 18 be removed from the consent list.
Okay, 18 is removed. Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, I would ask that House Bill 29 be removed.
House Bill 29 has been removed. Anyone else? All right. On the Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Could we have House Bill 29 debate on that one also? Thank you.
House Bill 29 was already removed, Representative Yagi, so it's out. Okay, anyone else? All right, then on the consent list, The chief clerk will call the roll. Oh, I'm sorry. On the consent list, the reading clerk will read the bill.
All right, House Bill 58 from Judiciary, an act relating to human trafficking, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 2 from Revenue, an act relating to motor vehicles, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 31 from Corporations, an act relating to the Uniform Securities Act. House Bill 35 from Corporations, an act relating to insurance. House Bill 53 from Corporations, an act relating to the administration of government. House Bill 9, an act relating to motor vehicle license plates, be enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 10 from Minerals, an act relating to the state water pollution control revolving loan account, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 11 from Minerals, an act relating to the legislature, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 20 from the Management Audit Committee, an act relating to state public purpose investment, be enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 21 from Management Audit Committee, an act relating to state public purpose investments. House Bill number 28 from Minerals, an act relating to the Municipal Solid Waste Facilities Cease and Transfer Program, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 59 from Labor, an act relating to health care, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 60 from Labor, an act relating to institutions of the state, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 63 from Labor, an act relating to hospitals and health care facilities, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 74 from Labor, an act relating to the Wyoming Medical Assistance and Services Act, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 27 from the Management Council, an act relating to the legislature, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 30 from the Management Council, an act relating to the general revision of laws, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
Okay, you've heard the bill. This is the consent bill. This is a vote to admit the consent bill, after which you will have an opportunity to change your vote to register a no vote on any individual bill within the consent list if you wish to do so. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay. Gay excused. Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey. Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson, Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? 59 ayes, 1 excused. As to House Bill 58, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 Are there any changes as to House Bill 58? Okay, the vote is closed, 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 2, are there any changes? Baker, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Reeder, aye to no. Yagi, aye to no. Halverson, aye to no. Laux, aye to no. Baldwin, aye to no. Blackburn, aye to no. Pieperinen, aye to no. Lindholm, aye to no. Allen, aye to no. Edmonds, aye to no. Steinmetz, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 46 aye, 13 no, 1 excused. As to House Bill 31, are there any changes? House Bill 31, are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 35, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 53, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Okay. Steinmetz, aye to no. Baker, aye to no. Larson Dan, aye to no. Burkhart, aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Campbell, aye to no. Blackburn, aye to no. Stubson, aye to no. Nicholas, aye to no. Walters, aye to no. Edmonds, aye to no. Barlow, aye to no. Laux, aye to no. Reeder, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 43 aye, 16 no, 1 excused. As to House Bill 9, are there any changes? Madden, aye to no. Larson Dan, aye to no. Pinnell, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. Baker, aye to no. Steinmetz, aye to no. Reeder, aye to no. Burkhart, aye to no. Edwards, aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Stubson, aye to no. Laux, aye to no. Zwanitzer Dan, aye to no. Nicholas, aye to no. Freeman, aye to no. Clem, aye to no. Lockhart, aye to no. Edmonds, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 41 aye, 18 no, 1 excused. As to House Bill 10, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 11, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 20, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 21, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 28, are there any changes? Larson Dan, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused. As to House Bill 59, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 60, are there any changes? Winters, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused. As to House Bill 63, are there any changes? Halverson, aye to no. Larson Dan, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. McKim, aye to no. Are there any other Reader, aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 54 aye, 5 no, 1 excused. As to House Bill 74, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 27, are there any changes? Halverson, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Blackburn, aye to no. Byrd, aye to no. Piperinen, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Edwards, aye to no. Are there additional changes? The vote is closed. 53 aye, 6 no, 1 excused. As to House Bill 30, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Jennings, aye to no. Edmonds, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Edwards, aye to no. Are there additional changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 3 no, 1 excused.
Yeah. By your vote, the following bills have received the required approval of two-thirds of the elected members as follows. I don't have the bill jackets. House Bill 2, assigned to revenue. House Bill 58, assigned to judiciary. House Bill 31, assigned to corporations. House Bill 35, assigned to corporations. House Bill 53, assigned to corporations. House Bill 9. Assigned to transportation. House Bill 10, assigned to minerals. House Bill 11, assigned to minerals. House Bill 20, assigned to management audit. I don't think we can. House Bill 20 is assigned to corporations. House Bill 21, assigned to corporations. House Bill 28, assigned to minerals. House Bill 59, assigned to labor health. House Bill 60, assigned to labor health. House Bill 63, assigned to labor health. House Bill 74, assigned to Labor Health. House Bill 27. House Bill 27 is assigned to Rules. And House Bill 30, assigned to Rules Committee. Okay, the next order of business is introduction, reading, and reference of bills, a regular list. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 25. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 25 from the Travel Committee, an act relating to counties.
Who is that? Chairman Petroff. Mike's. And remember, while she's getting her mic fixed, we're back on introductions here, so it's 2 minutes for the proposer, in this case the committee chairman, 1 minute in opposition, 30-second rejoinder, and then an up or down vote, two-thirds vote required. Chairman Petroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This issue was brought as an interim topic to our committee from the central southern part of the state, but as we discovered through testimony, there are serious issues all over the state, and the issues are very different. In my community, there are issues like feeding of deer, bringing in predators into residential areas, and in other areas, it's bringing in animals that eat up crops. In other areas, the herding is causing diseases. And so as we started looking at the various town ordinances across the state, there was everything from strict prohibition to expressed permission to feed wildlife and everything in between. So the committee came up in looking at these various needs with an ingenious solution of allowing counties to make their own resolutions rather than taking a heavy-handed statewide approach. There is precedent for this to allow counties to make resolutions, and I don't think we want these problems to exacerbate to the point where we have to start looking at a statewide solution. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Larson, 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I am speaking in opposition to this bill. In committee, there was robust debate on the subject. I believe in the end this comes down to a private property rights issue. If a landowner wants to feed wildlife and enjoys being able to view them, that should be a landowner's right. The question of enforcement of this regulation was asked of the Game and Fish, and their response was not them. The same question was asked at the meeting of local county officials in my area, and they were concerned it would be their sheriff or planning and zoning, and they are already full on their plate. It is not clear in this bill. The fine attached to the bill is rather high also, up to $500 for each offense. The idea of regulating the feeding of wildlife came about when cities asked Game and Fish if there was any way to remove deer when the city was being overrun. The requirement before removal was that an ordinance would need to be passed regulating feeding of wildlife, and so many cities did. I do not believe removal of wildlife.
Time. Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Chairman Petroff, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Unfortunately, feeding of wildlife affects more than just the individual homeowner, and so we hope that people will be responsible. But when crops are being eaten and it's causing all kinds of other problems, you know, we need to be able to allow counties flexibility. And I can tell you from looking at these the ordinances that towns have passed that they've been very conservative, and certainly they have input from their communities, and it gives them individual flexibility.
Chairman Petroff, I want to be sure before we vote that you moved the bill.
Mr. Speaker, I move introduction of House Bill 25.
Okay, we're on House Bill 25. Question is introduction. Two-thirds vote required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
No.
Baker.
No.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds. Edwards,
no.
Eklund,
no.
Esquibel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay, excused, Greer,
no.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Jennings,
no.
Kasparik,
no.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan, Lindholm,
nope.
Lockhart,
nope.
Laux,
nope.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
nope.
Northrup,
nope.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
no.
Pinnell,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
nope.
Steinmetz,
no.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters, Wilson, Winters,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 26 aye, 33 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 25 has failed introduction. Representative Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Yes, please proceed.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce some member or some people from my district in the back there. If you'd please stand up, I'd appreciate it. They live on the reservation. Their names are Ann Howell, Corwin Howell, Shania Howell, Pat Harris, Ty Harris, and Clarice Harris. Welcome here.
Welcome to the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 18. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 18 from the Natural Resource Committee, an act relating to game and fish.
Representative Kasparik.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 18 for your consideration, and we'll turn the discussion of the bill over to Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The bill before you is a product of the Federal Natural Resource Management Committee, and it really recognizes that if the federal government truly wants to manage the wolf and grizzly bear population in the state of Wyoming, and we will give them full responsibility to manage those rather than assisting them in the prosecution, investigation of illegal takings of those particular species. A couple of things to remember about the bill. It doesn't do anything to impact animal damage payments. It doesn't do anything to impact the game and fish's ability to participate in activities that would assist in the delisting of those species. But what it does do is say, look, if you're going to control when these species are being taken illegally and when they are not, we're going to let you enforce that. We're not going to do that, and we're not going to spend our general funds doing that. So I'd urge your aye vote.
Anyone wish to speak in opposition? Representative Schwartz, 1 minute. Well, we won't count the mic time on your minute. Representative Schwartz, yeah, why don't you go to another podium?
Good to go. Good to go.
You're going to go first. Okay.
Representative Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
And tilt that down. You don't have to stand on your tippy toes.
With
I've been vertically challenged for a long time. It's not an issue. Thank you, though. Speaking on and against HB 18, I have issues that, number one, it creates ambiguity for law enforcement in understanding their actual roles and duties when confronted with these issues. And more importantly, I believe, it creates uncertainty in future agency cooperation related to delisting and species management without a clear indication of our ability and willingness to participate. Thank you.
Representative Dan Zwanzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a question, and today it's wolves and grizzly bears, but I'm wondering if it sets a precedent long term that every time we have an action about a species that may be a predator, maybe we just don't want to manage or like, or are we just going to keep amending the section and adding in species over the years? And if someone could just address if this, in their mind, sets a precedent for this body as how we proceed with these type of issues, I would be appreciative.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. My issue is not with the wolf piece, but the grizzly piece. You know, if I, in my country we have them. If I had to kill a grizzly bear because it charged me, I would rather have the state looking at that scene before the feds got to it than not. I would rather have their initial look. So my concern is that the state wouldn't be there to look at investigations on grizzly bear shootings that may be well justified.
Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Mr. Speaker, pro tem, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With regard to the discussion of ambiguity, there's no ambiguity. It's the Game and Fish is not to participate in investigating these types of criminal prosecutions. With respect to the slippery slope argument, you know, each bill stands on its own, but there may well be a period of time down the road where we have another endangered species that the federal government is not allowing us to have a meaningful input into how they're managed that we want to adopt the same approach towards. And then finally, with the comment that was just made, remember, there's no requirement that the Game and Fish do it now. There's no assurance that the feds aren't going to be the first ones on
time.
The scene now.
We're voting on introduction of House Bill 18. The two-thirds vote required. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin. Barlow, Berger, Blackburn, Blake, Burkhart, Bird, Campbell, Kennedy, Clem, Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Esquivel, Freeman, Gay excused, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi,
aye.
Jennings, Kasparic, Kinner,
no.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
no.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
no.
Paxton,
no.
Pelkey, Petroff, Piperinen,
yes,
Pennell, Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
no.
Summers,
no.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stebson,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Walters,
no.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Bird, aye to no. Blake, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 40 aye, 19 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 18 has passed introduction and is assigned to Travel, Recreation, and Wildlife. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 61. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 61 from Minerals, an act relating to economic development.
Representative Kasparic, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 61 and will turn the discussion of the bill over to Representative Walters.
Representative Walters, you're hiding back there.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 61 comes before you with a little bit of a change since the Interim Committee worked on this. The Interim Committee worked on this, and it uses STIA funds, which was money that was put aside several years ago to work on energy information and technology issues for entrepreneurs. This money hasn't been used in several years, and so we came up with a way to get a good use out of the money. This money can now be used also with conjunction with matching federal money to help entrepreneurs get their programs up and running. The change has been since the Interim Committee passed this, the Appropriations Committee stripped the money out of the bill, and so with that, there isn't money to fund this program. It is a strong program, and I think an appropriate amendment could put that money back in. I would remind this body that with that, there is no new money going into this to make this work. It's simply money that's been sitting there for quite some time. It would allow entrepreneurs within the state to get going in a down economy.
Representative Gurr, 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I rise in opposition to this piece of legislation. It might have had a hand in stripping those funds out. My concern is that STIA program had been around for a long time and it was ineffective. And so we come back year after year saying, how are we going to use these funds? Rather than taking a program and eliminating it because it doesn't work anymore, saying it's not a bad idea, what we do is try to say, okay, what can we do to keep using these funds? And this type of thing frustrates me. One of the concerns on this piece of legislation is what it does is it's going to augment some federal grant funds, and I agree with that. The problem is how those funds are used. And they're basically just grants to individuals to go ahead and put together an idea in their phase one, and then in their phase two is maybe how do we work on that idea. This is just a grant of money to somebody that's got an idea. I don't think this is a proper method of economic development. You've all heard me get up here and discuss the importance of economic development. This
time.
Has some effective tools for it, not this.
Representative Burkhart, 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would also rise in opposition to this bill. We saw this bill in the last session and voted against it for the reasons the previous speaker said. Additionally, testimony at that time on the floor was these companies couldn't even get money from a bank to do what they wanted, these individuals.
Hang on a second, Representative Burkhart. I think Representative Corker wants to call a point of order. I probably know what it is. Go ahead.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker. I believe the rules state that there's a total of 1 minute for opposition, not
okay.
1 minute for speaker.
And Representative Corker, I'm going to put you in charge of allocating that 1 minute between multiple speakers. Representative Burkhart, finish as quickly as you can, would you please?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Okay. And I see no one else wanting to speak in opposition. We're voting on introduction of House Bill 61, two-thirds vote required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll. Wait a minute. Boy, he's hiding over there. All right, Representative Walters, you have 30 seconds to speak in favor of the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just remind the body once again that this isn't new money, and it is money that's available to leverage some federal dollars and try and get some young entrepreneurs going in this down economy.
Now we're voting on introduction to House Bill 61, two-thirds vote required. The Chief Clerk will call a roll.
Allen? Baker,
no.
Baldwin,
no.
Barlow,
no.
Berger,
aye.
Blackburn,
no.
Blake,
aye.
Burkhart,
no.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
no.
Kennedy,
aye.
Clem,
no.
Connolly,
aye.
Dayton,
aye.
Edmonds,
no.
Edwards,
no.
Eklund,
no.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay, excused, Greer,
no.
Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparic, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller. No. Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
No.
Paxton.
No.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff. Pieperinen. Pennell.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz. Steinmetz, would you clarify your vote?
No.
Stubson.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 24 aye, 35 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 61 has failed. Introduction. Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to apologize because it turns out I was wrong on the rules. According to Rule 13.1C, it says 1 minute is allowed allowed per person on a rebuttal with 2 minutes total. So we are allowed two speakers of 1 minute each.
Thank you, Representative Croker. I think we all needed a refresher on that. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 29, Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. The reading clerk will please read the bill.
House Bill 29 from the Management Council, an act relating to revision of inadvertent errors.
Madam Majority Floor Leader, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 29 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the revisor's bill, and typically it's for the revisions of inadvertent errors. What we do is our staff goes through all of our legislation and looks at every bill in detail. If you look on page 2, for example, on line 14, the change would be creditors not later than versus no less. The most important features of this bill are on page 3. Last year, if you remember, when we were changing the percentage of amount of policy spending amount of 5%, it was 2.5% of the Permanent Mineral Trust Fund distributed to SIPA and LISRA, and we had a separate bill in conjunction. And therefore, at the end, we had to have a calculated amount, and this language now on page 3 clears it up so that the Treasurer's Office knows how to calculate with the exact amount. And then on page 7 from Senate File 12, we were also had some amendments to that bill, and our definitions were missed in that duplication of the amendment and the bill, and they had to be inserted so that we now have those changes corrected on page 7. Those are the biggest changes to the bill. Any questions?
Anyone wish to speak in opposition? Representative Summers, 1 minute.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I just wanted to thank for the explanation. That was the reason I pulled the bill, is because I didn't understand why those changes were made.
Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Madam Majority Floor Leader, you have anything further you want? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I would remind you on this revisor's bill, it covers a broad range of topics. We're only voting on introduction of the bill. I can tell you ahead of time right now, I'm going to assign it to the Rules Committee. The Rules Committee is going to work the bill. The bill is going to come back and go through the regular process. If there's some provision in this bill that you don't like, you're going to have adequate opportunity to address that. But if we don't get the revisor's bill in, I think that creates a bigger problem. So I would plead with you maybe to take that into consideration. We're voting on introduction. 2/3 vote required. The clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Yagi,
aye. Jennings, Kasparic, Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Pennell,
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 aye.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
House Bill 29 has passed introduction and is assigned to the Rules Committee. Now, I have two reassignments of bills that I wish to make. House Bill 20 and House Bill 21, both those bills are going to be assigned to Corporations Committee. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 3. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill number 3 from Representative Byrd, an act relating to marijuana possession.
Representative Byrd, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to move House Bill 3 for introduction. House Bill 3 is getting to be an old friend. Basically, it is the same bill that we've seen before. What we're trying to accomplish with this is basically statutory reform in the sense of sentence reform and penalty reform. Lowering the fines on possessions for small amounts of marijuana. Because Wyoming is rapidly becoming an island state surrounded by other states who are approving marijuana in some fashion, we should probably, and actually we should look at adjusting our laws to be more in line with the new changing social norms and the possibility of that marijuana coming across the state in small amounts. This bill does not change the rules for large amounts. It only addresses small amounts in personal individual possession of that. So I would like an aye vote so we can take this to one of the committees and discuss it in a full sense.
Is there anyone who wishes to speak in opposition? Representative Pinnell.
Hang on. There we go. Mr. Speaker, thank you. I urge a no vote on this. This, to me, would send a wrong signal to the folks in the state. I've received numerous calls, emails that would want people to vote against this. This would create a lot of problems in the state, and I would urge you to vote no. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who wishes to speak in opposition? Representative Byrd, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In essence, this would work very well with us looking at budget downturns in economies, because what it would do is it would take a lot of the things that we've run through the court system, a very expensive prosecutorial process, and eliminate most of that down to an e-ticket, which would alleviate a lot of the financial burden that's on the system. So I would urge an aye vote just so we can have that discussion.
We're voting on introduction of House Bill 3. Two-thirds votes required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Allen.
No.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
No.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Jennings.
No.
Kasparik.
No.
Kinner.
No.
Kirkbride.
No.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
No.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
No.
Paxton.
No.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Piperinen.
No.
Pinnell.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
No.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 20 aye, 39 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 3 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 6. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 6 from Representative Pinnell, an act relating to the Victim and Witness Bill of Rights.
Representative Pinnell, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move to House Bill 6 and would urge the body to support this bill. This bill is basically self-explanatory. It gives the right of the victims to get their property, their personal property that may be stolen, and it gives them a time frame to where they can receive this property back within 30 days. Instead of being victimized twice, they have an opportunity to get their, say, tools or any other personal items back that they can still utilize. At the current rate now, sometimes those pieces of evidence will stay in there for years, sometimes until it's went through the court process, which can take a long time. In this bill, it gives the prosecutor the right to look at it, and if it's determined that it is needed as evidence, then they can keep it and use it as evidence. But it also gives them the right to use pictures. So from experience, I know that most of the evidence never does go to court. Pictures are always pretty much used most of the time, but the evidence still sits in the vault. So I would urge your support of this bill, and thank you.
Anyone like to speak on opposition? Roll call being called.
Roll call.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
No. Aye, I mean.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund. Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz. Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Sponsor Dave. Mr. Speaker.
Excused.
Mr. Speaker, excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes?
Are there any changes?
Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 1 no, 2 excused.
Okay. House Bill 6 has passed voting and is directed to Judiciary Number 1. Next bill is 7, introduced by Representative Byrd.
House Bill 7, as presented by Representative Byrd, an act relating to possession of marijuana.
Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Madam Majority Leader. I'd like to move the introduction of House Bill 7. House Bill 7 is a Medical Marijuana Reciprocity Act. Basically, what this allows is if you carry a valid ID from a state that issues a medical marijuana card, you will be allowed to transfer or at least travel through the state of Wyoming without fear of arrest and prosecution. This bill in no way does allow for the growing or the dispensing or any other method of acquiring marijuana within the state. The only thing it does is it allows reciprocity, pretty much in the same sense that we allow all the other states when they bring their gun permits here, or they allow us to carry firearms into their states. That's all it is a straight one-to-one reciprocity based on valid ID from that state and a valid medical marijuana card. So I would urge your I-vote so we can have a discussion on this. Thank you.
Anyone like to speak in opposition of House Bill 7? Representative Crone.
Thank you, Madam Leader. Just more of a question. Under the way the bill is written now, would a Wyoming resident be able to go to a state that would authorize these cards, or would it be strictly out-of-state people that are traveling through Wyoming? Thank you.
Representative Byrd?
Thank you, Madam Majority Leader. To answer that question, it is strictly for people from out of state because we do not allow the issue of a medical marijuana card inside the state of Wyoming. So nobody from the state of Wyoming would have any valid reason to be carrying this. This only is valid for those people from states with a valid ID issued by that state and a valid medical marijuana card in conjunction with that traveling through the state of Wyoming. Does not allow them to take up any residency here at any length of time.
Okay. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Allen.
No.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Campbell,
Kennedy, Clem, Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Esquivel, Freeman, Gay excused, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparik, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
No.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas. Northrup.
No.
Paxton.
No.
Helke.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pinnell. Reeder.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
No.
Excuse me. Steinmetz.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker, excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 21 aye, 37 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 7 has failed. House Bill number 14.
House Bill number 14 from Representative Miller, an act relating to the Wyoming Controlled Substances Act.
First reading of the bill. The sponsor is Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. I move House Bill 14 and ask for your favorable consideration. Vice Chairman Croker will speak to the bill.
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I would ask for your favorable consideration on this bill. In substance, this is almost identical to the asset forfeiture bill that we passed last year that was vetoed. The one significant change to this bill from the one last time is the one that we had last year did not allow any assets to be forfeited if the individual is convicted of a misdemeanor. And this does allow for forfeiture in cases of misdemeanor. It does cap the amounts, so it's smaller amounts of cash. Other than that, the bill is substantially the same as the one that we passed last year.
Is there any opposition? Representative Crone.
Thank you, Madam Leader. I'd like to begin by saying that the Joint Judiciary Committee put a lot of work into Senate File 46, and I think it's a very solid bill. When you're talking about asset forfeiture, the existing law in the state of Wyoming is it's basically a probable cause standard, which means more likely than not. The bill that that we passed, the executive vetoed last year, which was referenced, went to a conviction standard, which is beyond a reasonable doubt, which is the highest standard that exists. The bill, Senate File 46, that exists is a middle-of-the-ground procedure, clear and convincing evidence, which if you're looking at a scale of 0 to 100 would be about a 75%. In addition, the Senate File 46 allows for a hearing immediately in front of a judge. So you have to, within a time frame, if you, these assets are seized, have to go to a judge and show that it was properly seized. And that's something that doesn't exist in the current law in Wyoming. So I believe Senate File 46 is the way to go with asset forfeiture. I think it is an improvement to the law. I don't think there's much abuse in the system in Wyoming. However, the better bill and the better use of resources is for me to be quiet. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Chairman Miller.
This is a rebuttal if you, anyone else wants to speak against it.
Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. This isn't Senate File 46. You're going to have a chance to debate that later. This is House Bill 14. We ask for your favorable vote to get it back to committee. Senate File 46, going to ask you to vote aye on that, too, when it comes around. But, again, it's just a principle here. We don't think you should be able to take people's things without a conviction. That's what House Bill 14 does. So please vote to introduce House Bill 14. Don't take people's stuff without a conviction.
The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton. Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel. Freeman, Gay excused, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparik, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker, Krohn, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff, Piperinen, Pinnell,
no.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker, excused. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 52 aye, 6 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 14 passes the House, and it will go to Judiciary Committee number 1. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 40.
House Bill 40 from Representative Steinmetz, an act relating to watercraft.
Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. I would like to move House Bill 40 and ask for your favorable consideration of this bill. This is an important piece of legislation concerning personal responsibility out on our lakes and waterways. I became aware of it when I was made aware of a fatality that happened to a 6-year-old boy on Keyhole Reservoir, and the ability not to prosecute as fully as we would like to. And so I was unaware that our highways drinking under the influence and our boating under the influence laws were inconsistent with one another. When you're boating, you can be at 0.10, whereas on our highway system, you have to be at 0.08 to be considered intoxicated. So this is causing some problems with enforcement of these laws. Also, this bill will change the fact if you have a minor in your boat or in tow, then you will have stricter laws and penalties as well when you're intoxicated. So this isn't changing how we enforce anything. It's really not changing how we do anything. It's just changing the blood alcohol levels to be consistent with our high laws on the highway. So I would ask for your favorable consideration and leave it at that.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition to House Bill 40? Seeing none, the Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
No.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell. Kennedy,
aye.
Clem,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Dayton,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay excused, Greer,
no.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Harvey,
excused.
Harvey excused, Hunt,
no.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik, Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
nope.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
nope.
Nicholas,
nope.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
nope.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
nope.
Schwartz, Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker, excused. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 46 aye, 11 no, 3 excused.
House Bill 40 has passed the House, and it will go to Judiciary Committee number 1. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 62.
House Bill 62 from Representative Miller, an act relating to the Wyoming Money Transmitter Act.
Representative Miller.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. Madam Majority Floor Leader, I move House Bill 62 and ask for your favorable consideration. This concerns digital currencies. A constituent got a hold of me last fall and was concerned that he was being asked to cash out of his digital currency or move it somewhere else because the Banking Commission in Wyoming was making it too difficult for them to operate. So this bill simply takes digital currencies out of the purview of the Banking Commission. You know, if you're investing in this arena, you better know what you're doing, and
That's where it should be. It's up to you. This is a new paradigm in the world, what's going on. When I came to the House here 15 years ago, we didn't have computers on our desk. So the world's advanced a great, great deal. Back then, we even debated whether we would be allowed to have computers on our desk. A few of us brought our own computers. So this leave the Banking Commission out of it. We don't regulate gold. This don't regulate digital currencies.
Would anyone like to speak in opposition to the bill? Seeing none, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
No.
Freeman. Gay excused. Greer?
No.
Halverson?
Aye.
Harshman?
Aye.
Harvey?
Aye.
Hunt?
Aye.
Yagi?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Kasparik?
Aye.
Kinner?
Aye.
Kirkbride?
Aye.
Croker?
Aye.
Krohn?
Aye.
Larson Lloyd?
Aye.
Larson Dan?
Aye.
Lindholm?
Aye.
Lockhart?
Aye.
Laux?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McKim? Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
no.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
no.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker. Excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Greer? No to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 48 aye, 10 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 62, having passed the House, is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 71.
House Bill 71 from Representative Throne, an act relating to governmental claims.
Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. I bring you House Bill 71 and would move for its introduction. House Bill 71 is a jurisdictional cleanup bill. A few years ago, for court efficiency purposes, we expanded the jurisdiction of the circuit courts to allow them to take larger claims to free up the district courts for the big cases. But in our Governmental Claims Act, which is the act that's used if any of your constituents have an issue with any of the local government entities, still says that jurisdiction has to remain in the district court. So all this bill does is make it consistent with circuit court jurisdiction across the board to say that if you have a smaller governmental claim, you don't have to go to district court. You can go to circuit court. It's a lawyer thing. It was brought to me by an attorney who practices in this area, and I've tried to consult with all the attorneys who do this on a regular basis, and I think so far we think it's a good plan to streamline the process and make it easier for the smaller claims to move forward.
Does anyone want to speak in opposition to House Bill 71? Seeing none, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen,
aye.
Baker,
aye.
Baldwin,
aye.
Barlow,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blackburn,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Byrd,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Clem,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Dayton,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay excused, Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey, Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Krohn,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Viparinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker, excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused.
House Bill 71, having passed the House, is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 8.
House Bill 8 from Representative Madden, an act relating to taxation and revenue.
Chairman Madden.
Thank you. Where's the script on this? I move the introduction of House Bill 8, I believe it is. And ladies and gentlemen, I bring this bill on behalf of the 23 people that are in charge of assessing property in the state of Wyoming, and also the Department of Revenue who supervises that activity. And to give you some background, Senate File 144 is a bill we passed about 5 or 6 years ago. We had a summer task force on it, and we changed a lot of things in the way property is assessed. One of the things that we did that didn't work very well is what we called a narrative for each county on how all of their property was assessed. And because you have so many different neighborhoods and strata, it got so complicated that it turned out to be like a 2-inch to 4-inch thick narrative, with the purpose being that, Joe's taxpayer that came in and wanted to know how his taxes were determined, they were supposed to be giving him that 4-inch piece of, or stack of papers to look at. And really all they want to do, and what they do really do, is they go to the 30-day period and ask how their taxes were determined, and they do it that way. The other thing that's intervened here since the time this has passed is technology has changed, and we have GIS servers that tell you what neighborhood properties are selling for, and it's really eliminated a lot of these 30-day appeals that took place. So that's the reason for it. It isn't that I, thought of it necessarily.
Time, Chairman.
Thank you.
Does anyone want to speak in opposition to the bill? The Chief Clerk will call the roll call.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Byrd,
aye. Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Clem,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Dayton,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay, excused, Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt, Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff, Viparinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker, excused. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused.
House Bill 8 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 16.
House Bill 16 from Representative Lindholm, an act relating to the administration of government.
Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. I would move House Bill 16 and ask for your favorable consideration. If you turn to the last page, page 2, and that's pretty much it, you can see a plan for expenditure reduction in the event of a 10% decrease in the amount of federal funding an agency will receive during a biennium. So what this requires is whenever, and this is under the section that what it allows for is during the budget reporting and during biennium budget reporting, each agency has to report where the federal funds that they're receiving come from, and they have to have a plan in place if some of that money were to disappear. That's not to say that the JAC or the governor will decide that's the best route to go is via their plan. And this piece of legislation also says that their plan cannot include going into any general or state funds, basically meaning live within your budget. But like I said, that doesn't mean that the JAC or governor can't go outside of those bounds and replace those funds if the program is deemed to be in good shape. With that, I'll stand for questions.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition to the bill? Seeing none, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow. Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman. Gay excused. Greer. Halverson. Harshman. Harvey. Hunt. Yagi. Jennings. Kasparik. Kinner. Kirkbride. Croker. Crone. Larson Lloyd. Larson Dan. Lindholm. Lockhart. Laux. Madden. McKim. Miller. Moniz. Nicholas. Northrup. Paxton. Pelkey. Petroff, Piperinen, Pinnell, Reeder, Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz, Stubson, Throne, Walters, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 3 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 16 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 65.
House Bill 65 from Representative Steinmetz, an act relating to the legislature.
Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. I'd like to introduce House Bill Number 65 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is a pretty simple bill. It's a fiscal information bill, which would just, when agencies are making their fiscal impact statement for us here at the legislature, they would also calculate in their approximate impact to our cities and counties. Now, I've had some good input from some of you out there that said you don't want to see bills get held up when we do this, and you also don't want them to get real bogged down in doing it individually. So we'd like to see a collective number, an estimate, just so that we as legislators can make informed decisions when we're passing pieces of legislation like this that are so important, and that we're not passing unfunded mandates down to our cities and counties unknowingly. So I just wanted to bring this forward and hope that you'll vote for it. Thank you.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition to House Bill 65? Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Majority Floor Leader. I don't know if I'm totally against it or not, but it sounds too good to be true in a lot of cases, and this is really what it is, because what you're asking is to have state people make up fiscal impact statements for, in the case of cities, it'd be 93 cities or 95 cities, whatever the number is, or it'd be 23 counties. And I just question the credibility of a third party doing that on behalf of counties. So I urge caution on this.
Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you for that comment. I would urge us to pass this bill. We might want to put a little bit more language in there on those issues that I talked to you about. However, I think flying blind is much worse than asking for an estimate that would help us out in the long run. So I would ask you to pass this legislation and look out for our cities and counties, because a lot of times our agencies kind of do know, and right now they're not allowed to put that in there. So we need to have that information when we're making these laws. Thank you.
The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell. Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
No.
Gay excused. Greer.
No.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey. Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride. Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
No.
Paxton.
Aye.
Kelke.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Piperinen.
No.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
No.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker, excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Nicholas, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Lockhart, aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 37 aye, 21 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 65 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 67.
House Bill 67 from Representative Edwards, an act relating to taxation and revenue.
Representative Edwards.
I'd move that House Bill 67 for introduction. This bill is about how the definition on how and who is eligible to eat meals at senior centers or home-delivered meals without charging sales tax. Right now, they do not charge sales tax on home-delivered meals or in senior centers to anyone that eats there. This bill will move it to where it will be the guests of those that are eating the meals, so it will narrow it down. The next one would be that if this bill should fail, Wyoming would be the only one in the 50 states that have senior centers that would be charging sales tax of this sort on meals that were served in senior centers or home-delivered meals. The approximate sales tax that would be generated from the sales on senior centers would be in the proximity of $6,000. Statewide, this was all the senior centers, and those that delivered home meals would cost them more than what the state would receive in the revenue that they would get from these taxes. The seniors that eat at the senior centers, a lot of them are on fixed incomes, and this would be the only ones that would be hurt. By this, the providers, that there are people that sponsor meals that pay for everybody that eats that day, those people serve the meals, and they would not be charged sales tax. The people that are sponsors, they come in and talk to the seniors, and
while serving their meals to them, and if they were charged sales
time.
Tax, they have a, excuse me.
Would anyone like to speak in opposition to the bill? Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Not so much in opposition, but I want to refer everybody to page 2, line 14, and see how the language has changed. Before it says, sales of meals made to persons in regular conduct of senior citizen centers, functions, and activities, okay? And that word persons is stricken, and we put in senior citizens, guests of seniors, and meals delivered to the homebound. What has it really changed? I guess that's, I'm just wondering if we're really doing anything.
It narrows down the possibility that there could be other people that would be coming in. If you have a senior that has a family or family members that would like to eat at these senior centers, they would have the possibility to eat there with their mom and dad or their grandpa without being charged a sales tax. The seniors, whenever they are given these meals, a lot of those cannot afford it, and it gives them a good meal every day. And this bill, I believe, will narrow it down. If not, we could change that if there's better language in the committee.
Okay. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly. Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Edwards, Eklund, Esquivel, Freeman, Gay excused, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparik, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff, Deeperinen, Pennell, Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker, excused. Edwards?
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 1 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 67 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 3, Revenue. And the next bill for our consideration is House Bill 72.
House Bill 72 from Representative Clem. An act relating to education.
Representative Clem.
Thank you, Madam Majority Leader. I move House Bill 72 and ask for your favorable consideration in this introductory vote. Basically, folks, what this does is this restores parental voice and choice in the educational decisions of people's children. In particular, when it comes to mandatory statewide testing. What this bill does is it gives parents the option of opting their child out of mandatory state and federal testing. You say, well, why is this needed? Well, a couple of years ago, our state attorney general decided that parents do not have the option to take their kids out of these tests. What this does is it sets up a wrong precedent. It's a philosophical question, really. Are parents accountable to the school system, or is the school system accountable to parents? And this bill seeks to restore that. Now, in regards to this, to opting out, you know, another reason why it's needed, for instance, let's say pause, the infamous pause test. A parent may not like what's going on as far as pause and how the testing is done, the amount of time it's taken in the classroom, and the results that it yields goes to the school board, and the school board can't do anything about it.
So they go to the state school board where it's they're having difficulty, they're changing anything. And what this does is it gives the parents the ability to vote with their feet, so to speak, and say, my child is not taking this test until the state gets their act together. And so, again, this is really for parent voice and choice when it comes to the educational decisions in their child's lives. Thank you.
Anyone wish to speak in opposition? Representative Summers.
Madam Majority Floor Leader, thank you. I just have a question on page 2, I don't know, 37, Romanette. It says, notwithstanding any state or federal law, you can go ahead and do these. You can ask for this. I'm curious if you looked up whether what state and federal law says.
Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. I'd just like to point out that if you reduce the number of students in any district, it's going to change their score, that cumulative score, in any direction. It could go up, it could go down. Just want everybody to be aware of how that will play out.
Representative Clem.
Thank you, Madam Majority Leader. In answer to those questions, in regard to the federal aspect of this, under No Child Left Behind, there were other states who have enacted such legislation. Under the Every Student Succeeds Act, which comes online in July, this is also permissible under that. And so this isn't anything new. We're not reinventing the wheel. This is something that has been done before and can be done now.
Thank you. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Baker. Aye. Baldwin. No. Barlow. Aye. Berger.
No.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell. Kennedy,
no.
Clem,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Dayton, Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
no.
Freeman,
no.
Gay excused, Greer,
no.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik. Kinner,
no.
Kirkbride,
no.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
no.
Larson Lloyd,
no.
Larson Dan,
no.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
no.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey, Petroff,
no.
Piperinen,
no.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Walters,
no.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
no.
Swanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker, excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Connolly, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 25 aye, 33 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 72 has failed the House for introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, I just need to rearrange a couple of bills. If you would look at your first sheet, number 13 is House Bill 73. Following that, I would like to insert House Bill number 66, which is on the second page, line 21, due to committee work. So, the next bill up for our consideration is House Bill 73.
House Bill 73 from Representative Stubson, an act relating to teachers.
Speaker Pro Tem Stubson.
Thank you, Madam Majority Leader. I'd move for the introduction of House Bill 73 and ask for your favorable consideration. And really, this deals with a particular circumstance that involves what are called pocket pleas. And pocket pleas are pleas for first-time felony offenders where they are allowed to, rather than plead guilty to essentially serve up to a five-year probationary period, and if they successfully complete that period, then there's no trial and no further prosecution. But the problem is that under our disciplinary statutes for teachers in the state, there is no ability for school districts to discipline, based even when somebody has been charged with a felony, has entered a pocket plea, is serving a five-year probationary term. The school district really has no ability to do any discipline with that instructor. And we saw this in our own district. A teacher was convicted of felony larceny, stealing money from a nonprofit. You know, it's all over the front page of the paper, and that teacher's still in front of kids. And the district really had very little authority to do anything about it. And so this just gets what I think is a loophole and allows that authority, allows districts to address that situation.
Would anyone like to speak in opposition? Representative Pelkey.
Thank you. You know, the deferred prosecution is just that, and it imposes a set of requirements. When that case is fully adjudicated, there is no guilty plea entered into the system. That person is not guilty of a crime, and we need to make an allowance for that. You're seeking punishment, retribution for a crime that has never been fully adjudicated and entered as a guilty plea.
Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Speaker Pro Tem Stepson.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. You know, if you are not guilty of the crime, if you've been charged with a felony and you're not guilty, you have all your rights under our criminal justice system to fight that, to take it to trial, to get your determination that you're not guilty, and there's no problem. This is if you have said, okay, I'm going to subject myself to 5 years probation. Right now, there's no ability for the school districts to deal with that. This allows them to address it. So I'd ask for your aye vote.
The chief clerk will call the roll.
Roll call. Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Dayton. Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay excused. Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm. Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
no.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker, excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Baker, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 45 aye, 13 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 73 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill and last bill for our consideration before lunch is House Bill 66.
House Bill 66 from Representative Blake, an act relating to motor vehicles.
Representative Blake.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. I move House Bill 66 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is referring to retired firefighter plates and their renewal. Right now, if you're a retired firefighter, every year you have to dig out your document from wherever it is, take it to the county clerk to get your firefighter plate renewed. Right now, I just wanted to get rid of that. Once you get your firefighter plate, you won't have to go in every time to renew. They'll have on file that you have a firefighter's plate, and I just wanted to streamline. I think some of the firefighters who brought this to me have just forgotten where they keep all this stuff. So I would just ask for your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition to the bill? Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'm wondering if the reason it's like that presently is because firefighters aren't firefighters forever. In other words, firefighters come and go, and we need to have some kind of an audit or a record of the integrity of these tags for that reason.
Any other opposition? Representative Blake.
I think the integrity of our firefighters, you know, aren't really in question. An example is the chief that you served under may not be there any longer, but your documentation would be. So I hope that, you know, we could just get rid of having them come every year to prove they were a firefighter once they've already proven themselves. Kind of like when you get your driver's license, once you've turned in all those documents, you don't have to take them in again. They just give you a new license. Thank you.
The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Harvey,
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
no.
Kasparik, Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
no.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stebson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker, excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 53 aye, 5 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 66 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Majority Whip.
Madam Majority Floor Leader, I would move that the House stand in recess until 2 p.m.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are in recess for lunch until 2.
How about committee announcements, Madam?
Yes.
Okay.
We are going to do that. And first, I'd like the Majority Whip to give some direction here, and then we'll start committee announcements.
Thank you. There we go. Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. I was just really quick going to remind us of a few pointers for protocol and so forth. I think we've been doing really well for getting started. Haven't been taking a year off from the rigmarole of it, but just a couple of quick reminders. One being using no proper names and using no proper names of locations. Try and refer to everybody with either their district number or some sort of generic so forth. And also, just a quick reminder to wait for recognition from the chair. So I think that's all. Thank you.
We are now ready for committee announcements. Chairman Zwanitzer Dan.
Thanks, Madam Majority Whip. Your committee number 7, Corporations and Elections and Political Subdivisions, will be meeting in 5 minutes in H37. We now only have one bill, House Bill 32, Insurance Regulation Parity. It might be a short meeting, but you're all invited to come.
Oops. Are we meeting?
Chairman Zwanitzer, Dave.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. Your committee number 8, Highway Transportation and Military Affairs, will meet 10 minutes after adjournment today to consider House Bill 9, Tribal License Plates, and House Bill 66, Retired Firefighters License Plate Renewal. That'll be in H 37.
Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Revenue Committee number 3 will be meeting tomorrow morning at 8, where we have 4 bills, and we'll get through as many as we can. It'll be House Bill 2, House Bill 8, House Bill 16, and House Bill 67. Thank you.
Chairman Petroff? We'll go to Chairman Harshman.
Well, okay. Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. Your committee number 2, Appropriations, will, I think we're meeting still in the old room 302, which I think is L54, because we got rained out and our appropriations room has a couple leaks in the roof. So
that's
we're going to continue meeting to discuss state-funded capital construction and hope to wrap that bill up this afternoon. And then we'll continue work on the general appropriations budget bill tonight on adjournment, and then tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Harshman. That is a serious rainy day. All right. Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. Your Revenue Committee number 1 is going to meet in 5 minutes in room H38, and we're going to consider House Bill 38. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Judiciary.
Vice Chairman Kasparek.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. Your Minerals Committee number 9 will be meeting tomorrow morning, Wednesday, February 10th at 8 a.m. in Jonah Room H37 to hear House Bill 11, Energy Producing State Coalition, House Bill 10, Clean Water Revolving Fund Amendments, and House Bill 28, Cease and Transfer Program Local Government Funding.
Are there any other announcements? Chairman Petroff.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. Your committee number 6, Tribal Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, will be meeting tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. in room H38 to consider House Bill 18 and any other bills that may be referred to us.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. We are in recess until 2 p.m.